Hello, everyone. Max Forte with another Max Chat podcast episode. Today, I'm talking with Bernardo Moller. He's a creative director and founder of a relatively young niche perfume brand that has made tremendous strides in the niche perfume segment. He is a multicultural individual that is both artistic, spiritual, and his brand, of course, the House of Beau, translates that very essence vividly within their creations. Welcome to the Chat podcast, Bernardo.
Thank you. Thank you, Max. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. So tell us a little bit. Well, first of all, you're in Florida, correct?
I am, yes. Miami.
How's the weather?
It's actually really good today. It's hot, but, you know, at least it's not raining.
That's nice. And it's funny you say that, Bernardo, because I'm in New England, New York, Connecticut. And it's funny. I like the joke. I like to say we don't really have a summer. We have spring, fall, winter, and rain. Like summer is like non-existent. We get so much rain here. And mild summers. So I do. I lived in Florida for a couple years when I was a young, right before I became a teenager.
Where?
Fort Lauderdale.
Uh huh.
And I loved it. I loved it. I missed it. I missed it so much. It's a lot more laid back way of living.
Miami. Yeah, it's almost like two different countries in a way.
Correct.
I love Miami. I've been here for 14 years. It's a place where I feel identified because there's so many Latin-speaking people here. And it's just like a very centric location for me.
And New York is just so crazy. It's just so like, go, go, go. Let's get it done. Come on, come on, come on. You know, if you're not going to do anything, get out of the way. New York has that energy. I love the energy, but it is sometimes a little bit unfriendly, not as laid back as, let's say, California or parts of Florida or southern parts of the country, or even Latin countries for that matter, because I'm part in Latin as you. So I do... which we can talk about that, which is a very nice combination, your background. You have this Italian-American from your mother's side, and you have this German-Mexican from your father's side, which is quite, you know, unique and amazing. So let's delve into the House of Beau, which that translates to the House of the Beautiful.
Yeah, so Beau is a very short name that I always liked, very minimalist, and it's the phonetic sound for beautiful.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And tell us the inspiration. What is your background and how did you find fragrance and did maybe fragrance found you? Take us through like the journey, how everything started, because the brand is relatively a young brand, but it has made really strong impact in the fragrance, you know, segment landscape. So take us through the journey if you could.
Sure. Well, I've been a fragrance collector since like you, but not, I don't think I have as many fragrances as you. Since I was really young, I was like, probably 13, 12 or 13. And I discovered fragrance through my mom's perfume, which it's a funny story because the perfume that I actually discovered fragrance that my mother used to wear was Clinique, Happy by Clinique. And it ended up being the same perfumer or the nose that we used for our first initial collection. Yeah, I just collected fragrances for a really long time. And I always thought it was just kind of like something that was unattainable to me, something that was just kind of like a dream that I never thought I could do anything with it. You know, some people want to be actors or singers. And for me, it was, I always dreamed about doing this. And I never had the courage until I was 38 years old, or 37 years old. My dad passed away from COVID, and that's really when a lot of things came into perspective in my life, and I decided to just do this fragrance company that I always wanted to do. And I think in the back of my head, I kind of was building this company privately in my head. With the name, the fragrances that I would do, and you know all the like creative direction behind it. So, you know, it is a young company, and we have had some like big achievements in a short period of time. But I think that because I had all this kind of like base or preparation in the back of years of like thinking of what I would do, when I went into it, I just like went in full throttle with all these ideas that I had been saving.
And it felt like a perfect fit because, like you said, you've been, working this in your mind and your soul for so many years that when the time came, you were ready to do this, and it kind of had this perfect fit, which is great. I mean, it shows with the creations, it shows with the artistic background. So tell us about how did the brand came about? Was it through Rodrigo Florero, which, by the way, fantastic perfumer? He will be with us at Scent Explore. In fact, there's a presentation with him and Givaudan that we're working on that's going to be very riveting, very immersive. So I love Rodrigo. He was part of this very podcast, 2 seasons ago.
So
He's amazing. He's so interesting, vivid, like passionate, energetic. Like he's like a little bomb. I love the guy. So the initial creation for the collection was pretty much you and him, correct?
yeah, so the first collection that we launched in 2021, it's our artisanal collection, and it was inspired by my earliest memories of a scent. And we worked on 3 fragrances with Rodrigo. And of course, like I always knew I wanted to work with him because he would be able to interpret and understand all of my inspirations because we're both Mexican. And we created Espíritu Agua de Santos and La Mar. And I'm really proud of these 3 fragrances because they really are very different olfactively. They're very easy to like. And I also think they're kind of like a little bit of a different thing than Rodrigo has done before. Yeah, I love them.
Let's go through them real quickly. I have a beautiful discovery set here, which, by the way, for those of you listening to the podcast, if you're finding out about the House of Beau, they have these incredible discovery kits, which, of course, you can't see here because this is just an audio podcast. But I'm going to have this stuff listed for you guys to check out that you can really enjoy the brand and discover the brand. And then if you do love the fragrance, then you can pick up a bottle. So let's highlight this to the first 3 creations with Rodrigo. Which one do you want to talk about first? I have a bottle of Lamar, so why don't we start with Lamar? I love Lamar. Let's start with Lamar.
That's a good one to start. La Mar is actually our number one seller. It's our most popular scent. And this scent was really, we wanted to capture, if you can imagine what your skin would smell like after wearing this kind of floral, expensive perfume and then going into the ocean and then smelling your skin again. So we wanted to recreate that. And it's 3 white flowers. Jasmine, gardenia, tuberose with seawater, coconut, and a touch of almond milk. So it's one of these fragrances that it starts one way and then it starts transforming a couple of, minutes or hours later from this kind of fresh floral with the ginger that it has, into this kind of more like creamy coconut, sweetness.
It's a very, very complex and transitional fragrance. Just like a second skin, it's going to envelop you beautifully. I do have a bottle of this. I wear it. By the way, the caps on this brand are sensational, and we're going to talk about the bottling, the presentation. The stone caps are just riveting, just beautiful. But Lamar, when I smell it, conjures pictures of a sea coast, a vacation. It's just a very fun and sensual. There's a sensuality about this fragrance. I think that the milky coconut kind of a feel will come through as the fragrance warms up with your body. It becomes even better.
You're right.
But very bright, and there's these two facets. It's very bright, sea breeze, citrus, and then it gets creamy and sensual. It is a very, very good creation. So
I love
kudos.
essential because I think there's this part of it that I don't know if when you smell it's very transportive, like you said, but when you smell it, and it might not be like a great reference, but I kind of just picture this like really sensual goddess coming out from like the sea wearing it like in a very like summer. And it's not really just for women, it's actually very unisex, even though it's a little more feminine. You'd be surprised how many men love these fragrances. And the type of men that actually choose Lamar is I was really surprised because it's really like manly men that I think it's the ginger that gives it that really fresh aquatic marineness to it, that maybe it's like a pass for the, they can look past the floralcy of it maybe.
I love it. And it's funny you say that. I gravitate towards more bold, woody, spicy, aromatic lavenders, greens, fougères. That's what I like, tobaccos, leathers, boozy. But this is like the other end of the spectrum, which shows the duality. When you're in that frame of mind that you want something that's transportive, that's beachy and central. I wear this. I have this bottle, I think, for 2 years now since you sent it to me. And I cherish this very much. It's and by the way, these perform quite well. You don't need to overspray. They perform very well. What is these are parfum concentrations. So these are quite good on skin. They're gonna, like I said, wear like a second skin. They're gonna give you a full day's wear. And I absolutely love the caps. I mean the wooden caps, just I mean the wooden caps, the stone caps had me at hello, Bernardo. When I first got these, I was like, wow, this is minimalist yet very artistic. Very qualitative. I mean, you hold this in your hand, you can really feel the heftiness of the bottle and the work that went into this, sculpting these. By the way, these are handmade, correct?
They're hand sculpted one by one by local Mexican artisans, so you'll never see two caps that are exactly the same. And it is really just a big part of our DNA. Like when you carry these caps that are real stone, it's very different than when you carry a cap that's made from resin or plastic. When you feel the weight of it in your hands, it's just this reminder of the beauty that comes with nature when it's raw and untouched. And that kind of spills over a little bit into our ethos for our brand, which is when you are your authentic, genuine, unaltered self, you experience these beautiful connections when you're not trying to like fit into this fictional character that we all create. We all have one and we all embellish him. But when you really kind of like try to bring it back to who you really are, life just brings you these like beautiful gifts. And the gifts, they're gifts that you're meant to have in that moment. Not that that fictional character is meant to have. It's the one that you really truly are meant to have. So it's kind of tying that natural, the nature, the natural stone caps into our ethos. And it's something that it had never been done before. Hand sculpted real stone. I know now why, because it's very hard to produce, but it gives it that really just very special thing to the bottle. So yeah, it's a big part of our brand.
I agree. So we have Spiritu and we have Agua de Santos. Which one would you like to talk about next?
Let's talk about Agua de Santos because it's summer. It's such a perfect summer scent.
Sure.
Agua de Santos is our very fresh, citrusy scent. And for this, Rodrigo and I wanted to recreate these aguas de Colonia that in Latin culture and in Europe, a lot of people wear. And it's those very freshwater neroli scents that you wear all over your body so it smells fresh. So we wanted to do something a little more elevated, more modern. And this has neroli, orange blossom, vetiver, a little bit of lavender. It's a little bit of musk as well. It's kind of like what you really want your whole body to smell like when you come out of the shower. It's a scent that Rodrigo wears a lot. He loves this fragrance. And it's maybe not like olfactively this groundbreaking smell, but because it is, based on these aguas de Colonia, but it's just beautifully executed. I haven't really come across anybody that doesn't like this scent. It's very easy to like. It may not be like your number one go-to, but it's something that you will want to use at one point or another in the summer, during the day. It's just like a really fresh scent.
This to me is a feel good type scent. And the way I describe this, and for those of you that want to get a clear picture of the smell, the actual scent structure and scent profile, picture the Colonias 4711, picture your Neroli Portofino from Tom Ford. Take those, cologne genres that are very uplifting, feel good, out of the shower, fresh, inviting. So this is it. This is something that you could just pick up, spray, and you're going to smell amazing. You're going to feel great. People are going to love the way you smell. And if you liked the fragrances I talked about, but you thought that they lacked in performance, Rodrigo and Bernardo, they made this 10 times more potent, more powerful than those quote-unquote colonias. So it's a colonia with some backbone. It's a colonia with some power. And I love the lavender and the vetiver. I think that amplification of those two notes just made this a lot just more well-rounded, more powerful. And it's not just a cologne. It's more. I love this. This is really,
Thank
really
you.
good.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And there is certainly the type of the, some people that just wear these fragrances I've come across, right? Like there are a few, there's some people that just like, that don't like the woodies, that don't like, they just like this very fresh, citrusy scents. And it's funny because, and maybe you're, I want to ask you, because you, I know you have a ton of knowledge on this, but have you heard that there's some scents that just perform better on fair skin?
100%. I think that I know for sure that your body chemistry and your skin, complexion and the elements that make your epidermis, I think has a lot to do with the way a fragrance performs. So yeah, people that are more fair skin or darker skin will have different fragrances or different elements that will perform better or worse on their body chemistry for sure. 100%.
This one, Agua de Santos, and also Rosario, which is one of the other ones from our new collection. These, I've seen that these on people with fair, not to say like anybody, they wear well on everybody, but where I've seen that it lasts even longer on is on people with fair skin. And it might
Sure.
just be
It
something.
shines. It shines more. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%. This is exquisite. And the musk here also adds this sensual slash carnal feel to the fragrance, almost animalic, but not quite. It doesn't go into that animalistic territory, but it is. It darkens a little. Darkens it a little bit along with the vetiver and the lavender, giving it more oomph and potency to the creation. It's
Yeah.
really, really good.
Thank you.
Of course, let's talk about spiritu, which means spirit in Spanish, right?
Yes, Espíritu is a fragrance that I hold very dear to my heart. It's an homage to my father, and it's a very unique woody scent. And as you know, everything's been done in the fragrance industry, especially with woody fragrances. It's very hard to do something that is different, that's unique. And this fragrance really has a signature to it. Like when you smell it, it doesn't smell like X, Y, or Z. It smells like Espíritu. You immediately know if you smell it on somebody, you know that it's Espíritu. It's a woody musk with a touch of floral, kind of like a very fresh woody scent. And what Rodrigo did here was Mexican oak wood, which is a very specific type of tree that I'll talk about in a little bit, with musk, carrot seed, iris, and it just gives it this really unique touch to this composition. And the ingredient that you use, this perfume ended up with an ingredient that I didn't ask for. So I'm like really specific when I'm doing a brief. And this one in particular, Rodrigo put a certain ingredient that I didn't ask for that it's called Maculus tree. It's a very specific type of tree that happened to be the tree that surrounded my childhood home, the home that my dad built. And for me, that was really kind of like a manifestation or a validation from him. And that's why we named it Espiritu. But it's just a really interesting take on a woody scent. I'm curious to see to know what do you think of this?
So me, favoring woody aromatics, woody spicy fragrances, there's no question that between the three, this is going to be my favorite. And I love that you paid homage to your father. We did talk about it, a little while back, and how important and pivotal your father was to you. So this is such a beautiful gesture, to say the least. And the way the composition became, it's just, like you said, a manifestation. It's just amazing. I love that he added these elements because, like you said, it's hard to do something that hasn't been done before. But even with that said, this has a lot of elements that are different than your normal woody aromatic fragrances. I really like this. I think there's a tobacco leaf. There's a lot of components that I enjoy. There's an iris, compost, compost of iris, orris brut butter in here as well. It's a little bit earthy. The oak just comes through, the woodiness. It's not a dark fragrance per se, but the woodiness, along with some florals, osmanthus, I think is also here, makes a very well balanced fragrance that I think anybody can enjoy, gender free, androgynous, whatever you want to call it, unisex, neutral.
Yeah, even women, right? Like, even though it's woody, like I could actually,
For sure.
in the stores that we're at, a lot of women choose this scent, which was also a little surprising to me because I thought it was just gonna lean a little bit more, for men. But
Very well balanced. Very well balanced.
and also, I want to tell you, not. Well, I don't think anybody knows yet, but we are re-releasing this first collection of these three perfumes that we just talked about, which are, by the way, they're eau de parfum, these three first ones. And so we are re-releasing them with perfume concentration. So
Wow.
they're going to have like their own cap, just like our Tesoro collection. And they're going to be a lot stronger. So, for example, this one, the higher concentration of this is just very over the top.
I can't wait to try. So, are you phasing out the eau de parfums and re-releasing them as parfums, correct?
Correct. So we're
Okay.
still going to have them on the website and a few of our retailers, but we're going to have these new concentrations of these three perfumes that people really, really like. The Agua de Santos is just a lot like even stronger. La Mar is also stronger. So anybody that likes any of those three will definitely like these
I'm
higher.
very, very much looking forward to the new concentrations. Let's talk about the three last creations, because I love what you did with the caps now. The bottles, I don't have any of the new ones, but they definitely went through an upgrade, if you will. The emblem on the front of the bottle, I think now is metal. The caps look absolutely gorgeous. So you have El Sereno, Infinite Oud, and Rosario. Let's talk about those three. I have a discovery kit so we can dive into them, and you
Yeah.
can start with whichever one you want.
Yeah, so this collection is called the Tesoro Collection, and like you said, it's a little more elevated. The bottles have a different stone cap, not travertine, but like an actual it could either be like a rose quartz or this like beautiful blue onyx from Patagonia or a black marble. And yes, it has this like gold plaque, so it's just a little more like gem-like precious packaging following the same bottle that we had before. But these three fragrances are our perfume concentration, and each one is a collaboration with a different master perfumer that I've been a fanatic for a really long time. And maybe we can start with Rosario. So Rosario is the pink quartz cap. This is our bestseller from this collection. It was done with Olivier Cresp. And, Olivier is an incredible perfumer with a huge trajectory of amazing fragrances. This has a lot of ambroxan in the back. It's a rose androgynous scent, and it's kind of like combining this rose centifolia with a little bit of incense pomegranate, the tartiness of the pomegranate. and lemon primo fiorica. So it's kind of like a citrusy rose with some tartiness and incense in the back. And then, of course, that Ambroxan that people love, that's that makes it last longer, and it's just like gives it this different feel to it.
This is amazing. It's my first time trying these new three, by the way, for you listening to the podcast. The other three, I had tried them a couple years ago, so I'm revisiting them today with Bernardo. But these three are my very first time trying this. So this is a literally a first impression. Rosario is just a very natural transport of rose fragrance, but there's so many more layers here, like the pomegranate that you said adds this fruitiness, tartness to it. A little bit sharp, but not too much. It's just a fruity rose. There is a slight smokiness that you get from incense in the vetiver, a little bit of a saltiness from the ambergris slash ambroxan, but also becomes very appealing. And I can't wait to wear this on skin, because I think as it warms up with the body, I think it's just going to emanate and just push. And it's a very inviting, very, very nice fragrance. Wow, this
Yeah.
is really good.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been wearing this one a lot lately. It's a beautiful creation from Olivier, and it's one of these fragrances that I think from the moment that I created it was very easy. Like some fragrances I've been working on for a really long time, and this was it came quick.
Wow. Yeah, this is really, really good. Amazing. And Olivier Crasp is a phenomenal parfumier. So, I mean, you guys hit it on the nose on this one.
Thank you.
And
Thank
again, I love your fragrances from everything I've tried, from this brand. I think the DNA is a very, I think, artistic and inclusive. I think all the fragrances are so well balanced that anybody can wear them. Some fragrances could be a little too dark or a little too this, a little too that. This stuff here is just, it hits right where it needs to be. So it's amazing for everyone. This is a great rose fragrance. I'm not huge on florals, but this is done really, really incredibly well.
Thank you. Thank you. And one of the things you pointed out, I think that define the house of both fragrances are the naturality. So like when you smell our fragrances, they really do smell natural. And it's because we use very high concentrations of natural, organic, and sustainable ingredients. So you are like, that's something that I had really clear. If it had tuberose, I wanted it to smell like tuberose. Not to say that synthetics are bad, and we all know in the fragrance industry that you need to have them to make these beautiful, incredible creations. But yeah, they all smell very natural, and it's something that, and also, and maybe tell me if you agree with me, but from all the House of Eau fragrances that you smell, they kind of have these, I don't want to say vacation, but if you see our brand, it's very much, I live in Miami. It's very.
It has this feel good, relaxed, laid back, full of life and
It's not
enjoyment and happiness to them, for sure.
right.
Yes, 100%. I agree 1,000,000%. I mean, you smell any of these, it automatically takes you to like a vacation. You're happy, you have a drink, and you're having fun and smiling with your friends. I mean, very transportive into that regard.
Thank you. Where would this, what destination, if you had to choose a destination for Rosario? Like a sea
I
road.
think maybe like the French Riviera, kind
Okay,
of.
I like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
It's really nice. Really, really nice. Let's talk about the blue one, if we could.
Yeah.
I think that one's called Il Sireno, right?
El Sireno is a really interesting scent. I'm going to start talking about the bottle because the cap is one of my favorites. It's this blue onyx from Patagonia. They can only get it like 2 months out of the year because of the ice sheets. It's like 500 meters below ground. And it's this beautiful, like blue indigo cap. But this fragrance was created with Laurent Le Guernec. And this, what makes this interesting, Max, is the combination of banana leaf and magnolia, if you can picture that. And of course, it has a lot ylang ylang, some lavender in there. It has oak moss. It's kind of like a more aquatic floral. Lamar is more like beach and sand. And then this is a little more like maybe deep blue sea, more aquatic. Still floral. It has this kind of like narcotic flower at the beginning, and then it turns into more like an aquatic marine scent.
I also very, I mean, your description is right on point, but I also get a vegetal vibe here with that banana leaf. You don't go quite fruity banana, but you do have the greenness of the banana. If anyone listening to this podcast ever had plátanos, you know, that has that green vegetal, you know, of the banana part, which is really nice, very different, narcotic. It's something that you just keep coming back for more. It has that addictiveness to it. The florals here are done very well. Again, very well balanced. The magnolia, the ylang-ylang, the tuberose, adding creaminess. I love that this has lavender, sandalwood, which as it dries down, I think it's going to get creamier. And also has oak moss, which adds this green palette to the composition as well. Again, really, really nice. And the aquatic sea breeze, the marine note is also vivid in this one as well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we El Sireno means merman, and we kind of wanted to recreate where this merman lives. So the universe where this merman lived, and it's kind of like this garden under the sea. So it is floral, it's greeny, it's aquatic. It's one of an editor favorite. It's been featured in a ton of magazines. I love the cap. Of course, I love the fragrance as well.
The cap is the prettiest one for sure. I mean, it's just so gorgeous. I mean, you look at the cap, it looks like the beach, like the sun, the sand, the sky. And Laurent Le Guernac is the perfumer for this one, correct?
Yes. He's done, you know, a lot of perfumes for Bond Number 9 and another a bunch of brands. He's an incredible human, and it was a really great experience working with him.
Well, we have the pleasure to meet some of these creators, some of these noses at Scent Explorer. Do you think you'll be able to invite a couple of them that maybe they can join us? And you know, I think it's going to be a great experience if some of them can actually come.
Oh yeah. We can ask him for sure. They
Well,
all live
great.
in New York, so well, not all, but some of them.
Some, sure.
Some of them
Now,
that I work with, yes.
the last one, obviously, we left this one for last. I would assume I haven't tried it, but I mean, from the dark cap and it's an oud type scent. Carlos Benaim, which is one of the, you know, master perfumiers of our time. I mean, he created such incredible fragrances. I mean, one that always comes to mind is Polo Green. That fragrance is like timeless. And he created so many other ones that are timeless. But take us through this one, Infinite Oud.
Yeah, so Infinite Oud is a fragrance that I wanted to do a different type of oud. And as you know, because I know you're an oud lover, sometimes oud can they can be a little overpowering and offensive. You know, is what people in a lot of Arabs love to use oud, right? And it's very big, it's very over the top. I wanted to do a house of beau oud that had the quality of ouds where that command attention, but in a very classic and elegant way without offending. And what we did here in the composition is we did this more like airy oud. He used the heart of vetiver that helps kind of mimic the oud actually, if you research it, if you use the heart of vetiver, it helps replicate that oud effect. But it also it's like a very meticulous combination of resins and spices. You know, Carlos is from his background, he has some background in Morocco, and it's just this very classic, elegant oud. It doesn't offend anybody. Very earthy.
I agree. This is a very unique take on oud, to say the least. This is transparent. It's ethereal. It's very smooth is the word that I want to use here. It's got some dark elements, but they're utilized in a way that it's not over the top. I mean, you have myrrh, you have vetiver, you have black pepper, cedar, the oud, of course, but it's done in a way that it's almost like it's giving you the surface of all instead of, you know, the depth of all. You know, like when you look at really bold, fecal, medicinal, barnyardy oud compositions, you know, it's, sometimes it can be a little too much. This is an oud that perhaps you could actually wear as a signature scent. If you don't overspray, you can, I think you can get away with it any time of the year. It's just
office, you can wear it
smooth,
to the office.
Very smooth.
Yeah, it's I would love for you to wear it on skin because on paper it doesn't translate as well. On paper is a lot more earthy, but on skin it just, you will be smelling it all day. It's very wearable. It's kind of like what you picture a very successful, accomplished person wearing, but not the like over the top successful persona that you would think. This, it would be more like this very kind of more reserved, classic,
understated, not over the top. Yes. I love it, Bernardo. And I just sprayed my wrist, and you're right, on skin it just becomes even better. Yeah. Because it really pops. This is really, really good. From these three, I'll be honest with you, the Infinite Oud is my favorite. And I mean, I love all three, but Infinite Oud is definitely my favorite. And then the one, Spiritu, that you made for your father is my favorite from the initial collection. So are you going to continue with these collections separately? So, or is there like a third one coming, or are you going to continue to expand the Tesoro and then also the Artisanal, right? You're going to expand those collections, right?
So actually we're consolidating the two collections so that they're all the perfume with the gold plaque. Like I mentioned earlier, the Lamar and Agua de Santos and Espiritu, these will now come out with, like, for example, Espiritu has this beautiful tiger eye, you know, the tiger eye stone. The cap is like out of this world. Lamar has this white quartz, and Agua de Santos is this kind of like almost like a lapis lazuli, this beautiful stone. So they're all going to fall under the Tesoro collection. And we do have more fragrances coming out in this collection. Some people that were working on big perfumers.
I love that you do this, Bernardo, that you have the natural nature essence in these fragrances and that you utilize these stones, which, you know, I believe we're all energy. Just like we talked about your father, who unfortunately has passed. I lost my grandmother a couple years ago, and you know, in all essence, we're them and they're us. So this lives on, you know, the spirit, the energy, the force continues on. And I think your father definitely leaves, you know, he never leaves us. He actually lives with us through his creation that you made especially for him. And the energy and the nature that we capture with these caps, I think, is amazing. I would even imagine, like, if maybe in the future you did like a private collection and you had like little pieces of essences of the nature, part of like the algae or whatever, like within the bottle, I think it would be really cool as well. Just continuing the natural and the nature bond and dance that your brand, you know, evokes.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's definitely one of our, you know, our highlights. It's the naturality of the ingredients, the sustainability of the components, the inspiration in Mexico, right? It's usually, you know, European storytelling, Italian, French, and we were doing this, you know, we really wanted to highlight Mexican inspiration and Mexican craftsmanship. So
that's amazing. I love that we went through the whole collection. And if for people that want to learn more and discover House of Beau, where can they find the brand, number one? And obviously they can get the discovery kit so they can enjoy the fragrance just like I did here. And if they love something, they can actually purchase a bottle. So what are the points of sales and maybe brick and mortar stores? Where can people find House of Beau?
So we are at Bergdorf Goodman in New York and Neiman Marcus. We're at, I believe, 9 or 10 locations, Neiman Marcus and Saks Online, a few little retailers like the Faena, the Eden Rock in St. Bart's, Soho House. I'm probably, you know, I can't remember all of them, but Big retailers, those are the ones we're at. And then, of course, on our website, we have the discovery kits that you mentioned. These are great because they are a great way to kind of get an introduction and smell them and try them on your skin. And they come in these little potion bottles or 10 ml. So it's like it's a good size.
Yeah.
It's not like a sample size where it's 2 ml. This is 10 ml. And they're not expensive. Our Tesoro collection discovery kits go for $98 and the artisanal go for $48.
Quite affordable. And eventually, Bernardo, as you merge these two as one full collection, will we have like a discovery kit that will have the full collection, correct?
Correct. So, and they're all going to be in the potion bottle format.
These guys.
Correct.
Amazing. Amazing. So, yeah, I mean, amazing line. I'm so happy that we connected again this year. I think we tried to connect for the last couple of years and it was really hard. We kept missing each other. But I always believe that, you know, there's a reason for things, you know, when timing, sometimes it's not what we want, it's what life wants. And, you know, I think this is the right time. So I actually met Giancarlo. We had a conversation just like this. It wasn't a podcast, but we did talk. You know, I put a face to a name and it was great to meet him. He's your second half or your better half or whatever you want to call it. Just a phenomenal individual as well. And I'm very much looking forward to meeting you both in person. I think we're going to have a tremendous passion, you know, filled with love and connections at Scent Explore in December. For those of you not knowing about Scent Explore, please do check the link in this podcast. Go check it out. If you love niche fragrances, if you want to discover new brands just like the House of Beau, which has been around for a couple of years but has really made an impact for the quality and the approach that they take, check it out. It's actually a hybrid. It's international, virtual, and in-person event that happens every year. This is the fifth annual. We truly hope to see you there. Bernardo, amazing. I could talk to you for hours and hours. And like I said, I can't wait to meet you in person. Any parting words, anything you want to leave for the listeners?
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to meet you actually in person. I always love meeting people that are just as passionate as you are for fragrance. And I know it's going to be, I've heard so many great things about Scent Explore. And thank you for really doing what you do, because it's really putting the name of perfume out there and letting people discover that fragrance is really something beautiful. There's, you know, there's a whole story of inspiration and craftsmanship that comes behind the creation of and formulation of each perfume. It's not just like, you know, somebody threw something there and it's this beautiful thing. There's a whole story behind it. So I'm glad that you're putting that forward, and thank you for having me. Looking forward to meeting you.
Of course. I agree with you 1,000,000%, Bernardo. Fragrances are, I think, bottled emotions, bottled memories, and, you know, the creative process is so beautiful. And sharing that with the world, you know, through an event and just meeting people. And, you know, when you walk around that event and you look at hundreds and thousands of people walking around with big smiles on their face, I think that is the most rewarding part of the event. So I'm so happy that you're going to be there, because you can experience that for the first time. And then you'll tell me in the end about the passion that you feel in that room, which is it's riveting. It's so, so beautiful. Thank you so much, everyone. Stay tuned for more. This was Max Forte with the Max Chat. We will see you in the next one. Take care.